you're gonna do something, and somebody else did it for you first. And the other person says to you, well, I'm sorry I did it. And you say, well, that's all right. I'm going to do it anyway. Going to do it anyway. We, what goes between we and going to do it anyway? We.
Say it all once more.
All right. Let's not worry about the first part. Suppose you want to say the sentence, going to do it anyway, and begin it with we. You say, we going to do it anyway. We
like to do it now.
We are going to do it anyway today, but yesterday we going to do it. You say, we were or we was, or.
We was going to do it.
Okay. And somebody accused you of doing something, and you say, oh no, it, just finish the sentence. They say, you're the one who did it. You say, oh no, it, me. I didn't do it. It was me.
It wasn't me.
Okay. The thing that the lady wears in the kitchen to keep the grease off her dress.
Apron?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a man's three-piece suit has what three pieces?
Vest, coat, and pants.
Somebody asks you, did you bring my coat? And you say, yes, I have. Did you bring my coat? Say, yes, I have.
Yes, I have. Huh?
Or I have what, your coat? I have. Did you bring it? Yes, I have. Yes, I
have your coat.
Uh-huh. Today I bring it. Yesterday I brought it. You see. So you might say, I have your coat.
I have your coat.
I have, would you say, brought your coat, or, you ever use fetched there? I fetched your coat? Brung your coat? I have brung, brought, or fetched your coat. Which one sounds most natural for you?
Well, I think I brought your coat. What did you say?
I brought it, okay. And yesterday I tried on the coat and it was just right. In other words, yesterday I tried it on and it me.
And it what?
And that's the word I want. Yesterday I tried it on and it me. It
didn't fit or something?
It didn't fit, but yesterday it did. She said it did. So yesterday I tried it on and it me perfectly.
And it fit it. Is that it?
Right, okay. And if I had a hole in my, if I had a suit on, if I had a hole in my coat, and a hole in my trousers, you might say, you better go down here at the store and buy
a new suit.
Right. And little boy carries so much stuff in his pockets that the pockets simply
tore.
Or they stick way out. They
bust this up.
Or they bolt.
Wore out. Is that it? Well,
it's not necessarily worn out. It's still there, but it's just sticking out. It's got so much stuff in it, just.
Oh, it's sticking out.
Or another word for sticking out is it starts, the pocket simply bulge. Bulge?
Okay.
Bulge? You say bulge?
Bulge out.
And yesterday my shirt fit, say. Then my wife washed it and the collar got too small. The collar
shrunk.